from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, the Biden administration is forgiving another $6 million in student loan debt. The Department of Education announcing it would relieve the debt of over 300,000 former students of the arts institutes. The chain of arts colleges at one point had some 50 campuses across the U.S. The school's parent company sold the last in 2023. The Department of Education says that company made substantial misrepresentations to prospective students about post-graduation salaries and employment. A 24-year-old Middlesex County man has been charged with murder.
Police found 32-year-old Jason Torres of Perth Amboy collapsed on a sidewalk with multiple stab wounds on Sunday night. He was pronounced dead shortly after. Investigators found Torres knew his attacker. Now Luis Alberto Serrano Diaz, also of Perth Amboy, has been charged with murder and illegal weapons possession. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The late New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver will be honored this weekend by her alma mater. Lincoln University will establish the Sheila Oliver Memorial Scholarship as part of its alumni reunion weekend. Oliver's life, legacy, and her lasting impact on the university and the broader community will also be celebrated Saturday. Oliver graduated cum laude from Lincoln in 1974 with a bachelor's in sociology and made history for a number of achievements, including becoming the highest-ranking black woman to ever serve the Garden State. Jersey native and former NFL player Ray Lucas visited Don Bosco Prep in Ramsey today to kick off a series of 10 events focused on opioid misuse. Angela Conover with the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey says the program targets student athletes.
There really isn't a section of New Jersey that is immune from this issue. We know that the opioid crisis impacts every county in our state, so we really want to get out there.
Lucas, a former Rutgers quarterback, is in recovery mode after his own battle with addiction. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is the second half of the week bringing us outdoor weather? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly cloudy for tonight. Fairly comfortable. We're down into the low 50s in most places. And very warm for Thursday. Intervals of clouds and sunshine. It'll be near 70 at the shore for a high, but low 80s inland. Then mostly clear for tomorrow night, lows in the middle 50s. And a cooler day on Friday, clouds, some sunny breaks, highs mostly in the upper 50s and low 60s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
61 degrees in Hackensack, 67 degrees New Brunswick, 72 degrees Evesham. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.